On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Communities across several counties in the Northeast have spoken of their devastation after five young friends died in a car crash on Saturday night near Dundalk. Our chief reporter Barry White now joins us from there. And Barry, you've been to the areas where some of those who died are from.
Hi, Ciara. Good afternoon. Yeah, I've been to Drumconrath in County Meath, where 23-year-old Alan McCluskey is from. Locals have described him as friendly and hardworking. He worked for his father's fence contracting business. I've also spent time in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan today, where 23-year-old Chloe McGee, a much-loved secondary school teacher, and 21-year-old Shay Duffy, who was in the process of completing a plumbing apprenticeship are from. While I've been to RD, where 23-year-old Dylan Commons is from. He was a car and motocross enthusiast who worked as a mechanic. While tributes have also been paid in Scotland to 21-year-old Chloe Hipson. She was originally from just outside Glasgow, but she was living in Carrickmacross and studying quantity surveying at Dundalk Institute of Technology. While a sixth man who was also in the Volkswagen Golf, he remains in hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He was also a close friend of the five. And today there has been just a real sense of shock and numbness in RD, Drumconrath and Carrickmacross. I've spoken to people who knew these three young men and two young women, and they just really are struggling to come to terms with what happened. And I think there's many people that may not come to terms with this for a very long time.
No, I can imagine not. And we will be speaking actually to Annie Hannaway, who's the chairperson of Auchnamullen LGFA, and she coached Chloe Hipson a number of years ago, and will be bringing us her memories of Chloe a little later in the programme. And as you say, Barry, they were just a close-knit group of friends in their early 20s doing what so many groups of friends at that age do, heading for a night out on a Saturday night.
Yeah, look, Ciara, we've all been there and done that. That's what young people do at weekends. They go out and socialise. Chloe McGee and Alan McCluskey were a couple, and they had recently just returned from a holiday in Dubai. While I'm told that Alan and Dylan Commons were childhood friends, Chloe Hipson was in a relationship with the survivor in the Volkswagen Golf. And on Saturday evening, they had been to a nearby restaurant, and they were then on their way to socialise in Dundalk when tragedy struck. Just about 20 kilometres away from the restaurant, tragedy struck in their lives, their families' lives and their friends' lives were changed forever in an instant.
Yeah, there has been a Garda investigation ongoing since that accident on Saturday night. And I understand the road there, that RD road, remains closed this afternoon. What else can you tell us about that investigation, Barry?
Yeah, so the investigation is continuing into the circumstances of the crash. Family liaison officers have been assigned to the families affected, while a senior investigating officer has been appointed at Dundalk Garda Station, and an incident room has also been set up there. Garda are also appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash or who may have dash cam footage from the area between 8:30 and 9:15 on Saturday night to contact Dundalk Garda Station. Meanwhile, part of the RD road remains closed. The turnoff from the N52 to the RD road is closed. I'm close to there now, and people have been coming along and laying flowers here throughout today. I've seen it this afternoon as well. And look, the messages left on the flowers would just break your heart. And I've seen young people laying flowers as well. I just seen one message there. Shay, send love and strength to your parents and brothers and sisters, and brothers. Chloe, send love and strength to your mummy and daddy and younger brother and sister. And that just gives you an example of the sadness in the Northeast today. Postmortems will take place over the coming days. And then towards the end of the week, there will be the funerals of these five young people who lost their lives too soon in this devastating tragedy.
Barry White, thank you for bringing us that update. And you talk about the grief, I suppose, of a nation who feel for those young people who lost their lives, feel for their peers, their parents, their siblings, the wider community. So many text messages coming in. A tragic event. My sympathies go out to all the families involved. This is just so, so sad, says Ailish. That community will never be the same.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.